Translation. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five as a devotee, an expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee and devotional service. Please repeat. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Shri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five as a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his brother. He is the personified spiritual bliss of Sachit Ananda Vigraha. His body is transcendental and full of ecstasy in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore called Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu is called Bhakta Swarupa, the expansion of a devotee. Sri Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of a devotee, is Vishnu Tattva and belongs to the same category. There are also different types of bhaktas or devotees on the platform of neutrality, servitude, friendship, parenthood and conjugal love. Devotees like Sri Damodar, Sri Gadadhar and Sri Ramananda Roy are different energies. This confirms the Vedic Sutra, Parasya Saktir Vividaya Vasuyate. All these bhaktas, subject together, constitute Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschitade Shitarine. Vancha kalpadrubhyascha grupa sindhubhyascha padidana bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Asking for the mercy and blessings of all the Vaishnavas and the grace of Nityananda Prabhu so we can speak some words which are of relevance. So this verse is a verse which Prabhupada often used to speak on about God in five features, where the Christian tradition is God in three features. So he would speak about the fact that it's very similar. We have God in five features. So here, Pancha Tattva Makam Krishnam. So speaking on the fact that Bhakta Rupa, that the God, when he comes as the devotee, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we can see right in the middle there. And the expansion of the devotee, this is Nityananda. And the incarnation of Godhead, this is Advaita Acharya. And the devotional energy, this is Gadadhara Pandit. And the Jiva Tattva, the devotee, is Srivas Pandit. And Prabhupada mentions this in the purport. I'm going to read some more verses here going on from there. Looking at text 13 and 14. Bhaktavataram Tanya Acharya Goshani Etina Tattva Shabe Prabhu Karegai. Sri Advaitacharya is Lord Chaitanya's incarnation as a devotee. Therefore, these three tattvas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Goshani, are the predominators or masters. So these three are Prabhus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, and Nityananda. They're called Prabhus, Prabhupada is speaking in here. But then he goes on to speak in the next verse, Ek Mahaprabhu ar Prabhu Dvijana Dvi Prabhu Seva Mahaprabhur Charana. One of them is Mahaprabhu and the other two are Prabhus. The two Prabhus serve the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. So first of all, he's saying that all three are Prabhus. But of the two, of the three Prabhus, there is one which is Mahaprabhu. So they're all masters, they're all Vishnu Tattva, but still, there is one which is Mahaprabhu, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And going further on, in text 2021. Si pancha tattva mili prithvi asya purva prema bandarera mudra udgaya. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although the storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when she, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. So here, specifically, it's being mentioned that the Panchatattva had specifically brought something that was very exclusive. And specifically Lord Nityananda, whose appearance day we're celebrating, we're observing today, he made it available to everyone. Just like if there is an exclusive item, like a car. It's an exclusive item, not everyone can get one. Hence, devotional service or pure bhakti was something very exclusive. Not everyone was eligible to obtain it. But the Panchatattva, they broke open the seal that Krishna had sealed when he left. And they plundered it and they distributed love of Godhead regardless of qualification. That even this pure devotional service was definitely something very exclusive. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya and he was performing the dramas as they often would, and he was playing Lakshmi Devi. And he said, only those of you that can control their senses can watch this drama. Meaning that pure devotional service of love of God is very exclusive. So immediately Advaitacharya stood up and he started walking out. And he said, I can control my senses. And seeing him, all the others started walking out, saying that they couldn't control their senses. How are they eligible? So, Lord Nityananda specifically, he has taken something very exclusive, love of Sri Krishna, pure devotional service, and he has given it regardless of one's eligibility or qualification. Prabhupada, when he would give class on Nityananda's appearance day, I noticed on the folio this morning, I was looking and I saw that three times he gave this class, 69, something in the middle, and in the last one in 77. All three times he spoke on the song by Narottam Das Thakur, Nithai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala, this famous song of Narottam Das Thakur. And specifically in 77 he was giving his class in Bhuvaneshwar. Prabhupada translated and gave a wonderful purport to this song as well. Nithai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. That the Pada, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Koti Chandra Sushitala, they are cooling like millions of moons. We know how cooling one moon is, Prabhupada would say, but can you imagine the cooling effect of millions of moons? So Prabhupada goes on to speak in that verse that this material life is like a blazing fire. But the taking shelter of Lord Nityananda is cooling like millions of moons. Je chaya jagat juraya. If we can take shelter there. Prabhupada, when he was in Mayapur, he named the small Gornithai deities Nithai Pada Kamala. And he said that these deities, they should be placed on a boat. And Prabhupada then named that boat Nithai Pada Kamala. You can still get on that boat. It's still there. And specifically, it was the plan of, I think, Jaipataka Swami, that for village preaching, the best method is to go by boat, because land is very difficult often. But the waters are very easy. So Prabhupada named the boat Nithai Pada Kamala, and he said that anyone who comes in contact with this boat will immediately obtain the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So still to this day, this boat will travel all throughout the villages in that area, giving the blessings of Lord Nityananda. So the mercy of Lord Nityananda is what he is very famous for, and the fact that he never rejects anyone. So once the devotees in India had a problem where one of the leaders was not following the regulative principles, and in, he was going off to the city. So the management there, they called Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was busy with something else, so Tamal Krishna Maharaj took the message, and they said, one of our leaders, he's not following the principles, he's now become addicted to intoxication. So what shall we do? So Tamal Krishna Maharaj went and asked Prabhupada that they have phoned and they want to know, what do you want to do? What shall you do? And Prabhupada said, tell him to stop immediately. Otherwise, I will reject him. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said he had the duty of phoning them up and giving this very heavy message. And he said to them that Prabhupada has said that tell him to stop immediately, otherwise Prabhupada will reject him. So when Tamal Krishna Maharaj put the phone down, he came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, that was very, very heavy what you said, that statement. Will you reject him? And Prabhupada said, the mercy of Lord Nityananda is so great, how can I reject him? The mercy of Lord Nityananda is so great, how can I reject him? And Prabhupada went on to say to Tamal Krishna Maharaj that Lord Nityananda's greatest quality is forgiveness. And the fact that he does not reject anyone. In the pastimes, which we'll look at from Chaitanya Bhagavad, Bhakti Ratnatakara, Prema Vilas, these are books which speak about Lord Nityananda. Specifically, we'll see this, that how the mercy of Lord Nityananda is unending, and he never rejects anyone. In the verse that we were speaking about this morning, the Panchatattva, the five truths, and we see the picture right behind us here of the Panchatattva, and how in the 70s when I 78 when I was on the Bhakti program here, wasn't much of a Bhakti program. Not like the Bhakti programs that Nrisimha Tirtha is running here. Very strict, everyone knows what they're doing, there's books, there's classes, six times a day, whatever. So the Bhakti programs were a lot simpler. And often what would happen is that the most difficulties that people had were actually the songs, because it's like learning a foreign language. Philosophy is easy, but to learn the songs, people found it very difficult. It's like learning French if you don't speak French, or whatever it is, Russian or Chinese. How do you speak it? So people found the songs very difficult because they were in another language. The philosophy is in English at least. So individuals would find it very difficult. And in the Bhakti program, we didn't really teach the songs so well either. So often, devotees were singing the songs quite wrong. They were getting the songs quite wrong. And often, as in this morning's Mangalarti, we were all chanting Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga. So at that time in the 70s, we would all gather on festival days like Nityananda, and we'd come in front of the Panchatattva picture here. And everyone would be chanting Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga. Everyone together in the arms in the air would be chanting Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga. And then of course, you know, we would get to the crescendo of it all. Nithai, 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 Nithai Gauranga. Now, the thing was that the idea came around to pass the mic around everywhere. So then, you know, it's a test, because then you had to chant what they were chanting. And one of the bhaktas who had joined, I think 2 months back, and he grabbed the mic, I forget his name. And it was his turn. And immediately he said, because whatever he was hearing was something perhaps different. So he put his arms out and he said, "That guy Gauranga, that guy Gauranga." So we figured out 2 months later that he thought we were singing "That guy Gauranga." And of course, we were all looking at him, and he thought, wow, people are very happy with what I'm singing. So he really got into it at the end, and he said, "That guy, that guy, that guy, that guy Gauranga." Those were the 70s. So he was right, of course. That guy Gauranga, of course, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are non-different, they're identical. As we read, Krishna expands into Balaram, Balaram expands into the Chaturvyuha, and Sankarshan from there expands into the second Chaturvyuha, and the incarnations then emanate from that Sankarshan. It's all given in the Adi Leela here. But specifically, there is no difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya told Raghava Pandit, "Today, I will tell you a great secret. There is no difference between me and Lord Nityananda. Whatever Lord Nityananda is doing, I am doing." Hence, the principle that Chaitanya and Nityananda are the same, because this person, he was thinking, "That guy Gauranga, this devotee," he got it right in the end after that. He figured out there was a Nithai as well. So Lord Nityananda, he is the eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And rarely do you hear the name Nimai without Nithai. They're always together. You'll always hear the two names together. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cannot be approached, as we read in the song Nithai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala. He cannot be approached without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. because Lord Nityananda, he is the Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. And as the song Nithai Pada Kamala continues, Henoi Nithai Bine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Bhai, which means that you cannot approach Radha and Krishna, Narottam Das Thakur says, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Not possible. You cannot directly go to them. Through the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we may obtain the darshan of Radha and Krishna. Just in looking at some of the activities and pastimes, Nityananda Prabhu, as I said, is senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by 12 years. He's 12 years older. His complexion is whitish, just like Balaram, although sometimes in the Chaitanya Bhagavad it's also described as golden, sometimes darkish. They're all correct. And his garments that he wears, they resemble a cluster of blue lotus flowers. And his effulgence is said to surpass the grandeur of a rising moon at sunset. He has a deep, melodious voice, constantly singing the glories of Sri Krishna. And he carries a red stick to benedict the devotees. And he fear, and the demoniac fear the red stick because of chastisement. He has the carefree mood of a wild avaduta. So absorbed, he is in love of Godhead that no one knows what he will do next. That's the avaduta. No one knows what they will do next. Generally, the term avaduta is associated with the Shaivites, the Shivites. Because generally they're the avadutas. Because, as you know, they're called Nagababas. The Shivites, they will not wear any clothes, totally renowned. And they'll just smear ash on their bodies. And in this way they will continue. But Lord Nityananda was also called Avaduta. But there is a branch of Vaishnav sannyasis who are Avadutas as well. And they're known as the Turiyatit Avadutas. It's a Vaishnava group of sannyasis, and they're avadutas, which is given in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. There is such a school. So avadutas means someone who doesn't follow rules and regulations generally. But he's on the transcendental plane. And I remember back in the 70s again, that often when people would, individuals would hear about the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, they would think often that we are avadutas as well. That we shouldn't be following rules and regulations, especially red traffic lights. Because we are avadutas. We don't care for anything else. And often things in the 70s, the traveling Sankirtan devotees, often they would go traveling in these beautiful vans that we had. I think they were Volvo vans. And Janananda Maharaj, when he was just recently here, he was reminding me of some of those items, of how the devotees thought they were avadutas. So the devotees, after finishing a day on Sankirtan, decided to go to the beach. And they parked their van on the beach. And they paddled in the hot water maybe, or the cold water. And then they got back in the van and put on their gumshoes, and then they decided we'll just go to sleep now. Now, unknown to them, of course, you know, the tide goes out at night, in the daytime, but it comes in at night. I think everyone knows that. So the devotees sort of were avadutas. And when they woke up in the morning, they realized that there was water in the van. And when they opened the window, they realized that the van had floated off to sea. Actually, we hadn't bought, it was a hired van. From Jeff Vans, I think, a company that were bewildered how is it one of their vans went into the sea. But it did, and, because we thought we were avadutas, and, there was another avadut scenario whereby the devotees were visiting one of the towns, and I think Maharaj said it was Norwich. And the devotees were so excited because they had a camper van. And they thought, will anyone really even greet us or say hello to us? And as they were driving through the town very fast, they noticed that everyone was waving to them. So they started waving back as well. And they thought, wow, this is a really fantastic town. People are really receptive. And they were waving, and the devotees were waving, and then they realized that what they were waving at is that the back of the camper van was on fire. Those were the 70s. And I think the avaduta stories go on if we want to carry on with those avadutas. I remember one, there was a one person who was on the Bhakti program. I think you may remember him, those of you that were around. His name was Vishnu Smaranam. I don't know if you remember. Scotland, from Scotland. Of course he was from Scotland. And he really thought he was an avaduta. Yeah, originally his name was Potwash Paul. Because he used to wash the pots. And anyway, he also read about Lord Nityananda, and he said to everyone, "I'm an avaduta." And one day, in the middle of class, somebody was giving class, and then all of a sudden, he walked out and he walked into the flower room. And towards the end of class, the class was ending just like this. We were all sitting here, and Potwasher Paul, he jumped out the flower room like Superman would, you know. The door flings open and you jump out. And he said, "I'm an avaduta." And he was totally naked. "I'm an avaduta." Of course, we all jumped him and took him in back, at the back again. So, because avaduta is not something, it's something on the transcendental plane. Cannot be imitated, but for those that are embodied, those that cannot control their senses, something very elevated. And hence, only Nityananda Ram, he was an avaduta in that sense. And he, of course, his second body of the Lord manifests as Balaram, just as Sri Krishna. Just as Balaram is to Sri Krishna, Lakshman is to Ram, and Nityananda is to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda, he expands even further as the paraphernalia of the Lord. He is the seat of the Lord. He is the shoes of the Lord. He expands even further into the madanga that we have. That's Lord Nityananda, the cartels. That's Lord Nityananda. And further even, Lord Nityananda, he expands as the holy places. Mayapur, Vrindavan, Puri, all of these places, they're all expansions of Lord Nityananda, Sankarshan. So of course, so he's non-different from Balaram, Lakshman, and of course, he expands. In Ramlila, he comes as Lakshman, and he's the younger brother. But he becomes very frustrated because the younger brother, anyone who has two children, the younger brother always has to do what the older brother says. Any children. So he got a bit frustrated because the pastime, of course, of Sita Pariksha, that he had to bring Sita once Lord Ramachandra was victorious and build this fire. an Agni Pariksha. He had to test her. He said, why is it me? I have to do all this. And then, of course, when she was banished, again, he had to take Sita to the ashram of Valmiki. So he said, next time I come, I'm not going to be the younger brother. He said, next time, you will be the younger brother. So that was Lakshman speaking in the Ramayana. Vedanta Deshika, in his commentary, from the Sri Sampradaya, he speaks on this. So next time, of course, he comes as Balaram. So Balaram is the older brother. So he tells Krishna what to do. And then again, when he comes again as Lord Nityananda, he is still the older brother. Because of that pastime, originally. So I was just thinking of Balaram and Nityananda, and what's the difference that we have. And specifically, we look at the pastimes of Lord Balaram. I was looking at one specific pastime, and that was the pastime that Balaram had with the Romarhasana Sutta. He was a pandit who would recite various scriptures, the Purana specifically. And Lord Balaram, he came to that assembly where the Puranas were being recited, and everyone stood up except for Romarhasana Sutta. And Lord Balaram, he took great offense at this. Etiquette-wise, of course, Romarhasana Sutta was very, very well versed, because, of course, his son was Sutta Goswami. So he didn't stand up, and the speaker does not have to stand up when someone else exalted enters the arena, according to the Niti Shastras. But, of course, this is Balaram, he's God himself, he appears, so everyone should stand. So Balaram took great offense, and with a straw, he touched him, and he killed him for this great offense. So Balaram could not tolerate any offenses. But when he comes as Lord Nityananda, totally different. We see the pastime, and perhaps the most famous pastime of Jagai and Madai. That he not only went once, when Jagai and Madai told him to go away, but he came a second time even. Just to preach to them, to speak to them. And he asked them, please, you chant the holy names of Krishna. And just as Balaram had used a straw to kill Romarhasana Sutta, Nityananda Prabhu placed that straw between his teeth, and he went up to them and all others and said, please, please, you chant the holy name of Krishna. This was the difference. That Balaram, he would immediately chastise any miscreants. Whereas Nityananda, he would save everyone. One of the congregation members was telling me a few weeks ago, he saw a friend of his here, and the friend was chanting and dancing, and he was very surprised. He said, I'm shocked that this person would ever take this spiritual life. And I sort of reminded him that actually, all of us are Jagai and Madai. Only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda we have taken to this process. Otherwise, each one of us would never have appeared here. None of us, unless by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Srila Prabhupada, we would never have been able to come here and do what we're doing. So Srila Prabhupada is the representative of Nityananda Prabhu. And once one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, he called Srila Prabhupada and he said that Prabhupada, he is the Shaktivesh avatar, the empowered incarnation, and he said, of Lord Nityananda. One of his godbrothers called him that. And Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, who was commenting on this thought that Prabhupada was Shaktivesh avatar, empowered, by Lord Nityananda to spread this movement. Harinder Swarup explains how, when they all joined, that all of them, they were, you know, normally there are dropouts of societies. People drop out of societies. So Harinder Swarup Prabhu said that everyone Prabhupada had, they were double dropouts. They're normal dropouts, but he said we were all double dropouts. That we dropped out of society and we entered another culture, the hippie culture, and we even dropped out of that, he said. So hence he said we were double dropouts. And hence he said, but Srila Prabhupada, he empowered all of them with the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He empowered all of them. And Harinder Swarup Prabhu goes on to say that all of us who were 10th class persons, we achieved miracles which were not possible for the first class sannyasis of India, as Prabhupada called it. The first class sannyasis of India could not spread this mission beyond the boundaries of India and Burma. But Prabhupada, when he empowered all of these individuals by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and although they were 10th class, as Harinder Swarup said, they were able to spread this mission all over the world. And Prabhupada, in a purport, later on writes on this, that Lord Nityananda, he delivered one jagai and madai, just to glorify Lord Chaitanya. When Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda were traveling everywhere and preaching, they were trying to glorify Lord Chaitanya. So they thought, if we can deliver this one jagai and madai, Lord Chaitanya will be really glorified. His name will be really glorified. So Prabhupada writes that Lord Nityananda, he saved one jagai and madai. But he says the followers of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are delivering thousands of jagais and madais. The followers of Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are delivering thousands of jagais and madais. Very amazing that we are able to do so much more than what Lord Nityananda did, all because of Srila Prabhupada. Looking at the biography and life and pastimes of Lord Nityananda, there is no authoritative biography which was written about Lord Nityananda. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath, they don't even mention Nityananda in any of their writings. Sanatan Goswami, he just refers to him briefly in his Vaishnava Toshini. Nevertheless, the biographers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have so much details of the life and pastimes of Lord Nityananda that there is immense literature there, and specifically in Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And specifically you'll find many things in the Bhakti Ratnakar and Prema Vilas as well. A lot of items are there. And some of the items which are mentioned are as follows, that Lord Nityananda was born in the village of Ekchakra, also called Ekachakra. And it's in the country of Rar, or as we call it, Radhadesh. Not in Belgium, it's Radhadesh. And it's the land where the Ganga does not flow. The Ganga does not come to that side. So Radhadesh is a place where the Ganga does not flow. And it's 8 miles, Prabhupada says, east of today, where today stands the Malarpura station of the EI railway, within the modern Birbhum district of West Bengal, Prabhupada says. Around the year 1474, and the place where he was born in Ekachakra, there is a temple there now called Garbhavash. Has anyone been to Ekachakra here? Yeah, many people have been here. So, his father, his name was Hadai Oja, or he was a Pandit, so he was also called Hadai Pandit. And his mother was Padmavati. And they were actually pious Brahmins, originally from Mithila. And that also has a connection, as we'll find out later on, that who they are originally. And that's why they're from Mithila, which is the place of Lord Ram and Sita. Nityananda Prabhu, he was born on the auspicious 13th day of the bright fortnight of the month of Magh. And as a child, Nithai loved to enact the pastimes of Krishna or Ram. He did this so authoritatively and with so much rapture that the entire village would be immersed in love of Godhead. And his favorite pastime, of course, was the part of Lakshman. And once they were performing this pastime of Lakshman, and someone was playing the part of Ravana, and Nithai, he said to them, if I become unconscious, make sure that Hanuman immediately comes on stage and he plays his part. So when Ravana shot an arrow, immediately Lakshman was unconscious, as we know from the Ramayana. So Nityananda fell unconscious and everyone thought he had died. And immediately his father and mother were called, they arrived and they were trying to get him gain consciousness. And then they said, what instruction did he give you? He said, if I'm ever unconscious, make sure that Hanuman comes on the scene. So they found the character of Hanuman, who arrived. And of course Hanuman then went on to the Gandamandana mountain. He got the herbs and they revived him, and he was back to consciousness again. Of course this is because he was none other than Lakshman himself. And Nityananda, he spent 12 years in Ekachakra performing these pastimes. And in the 12th year, he started roaring, Chaitanya Bhagavat says. He was roaring like a lion. And they were wondering, why is he roaring? And that is because in the 12th year, that was the year the Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip. And hence he was roaring that now my Lord, he has arrived. And it was in the 13th year that a traveling sannyasi came to the house of Hadayoja, and he stayed there. And as is the custom, whoever is the son should serve the sannyasi. And he served him for the week that he was there. And the custom is that whoever is serving that person then should say now to the sannyasi, what do you want? What can I give you? Anything, please ask. So sannyasi, he thought about it and he said, well, I need a servant. And your son is the perfect person. And he was only 13 at that time. So he said, I will take him. So be careful of sannyasis when you start serving them. And your son's here. He should say, what do you want? He'll say, I'll have your son. So of course Nityananda then, he went with this sannyasi and he traveled. But at that time, Hadai Pandit was so much in shock. You know, when you're in so much shock that you don't realize something has happened. What do they say? When all of a sudden you're in a car crash or something, your hand gets cut off. You don't realize it's cut off. Because it's so much of a shock that you keep moving and the subtle hand carries on moving and you feel it. But there is no hand there. So Hadai Pandit, it was so much of a shock that he didn't know what to say. That days later, the separation that he had, he passed away, he died. And Padmavati, a few days later, she passed away. In the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, it's mentioned that Hadai Pandit, he is none other than Dasarath. And the same pastime is being reenacted when Dasarath, of course, he passed away when Lord Ram went to the forest. He could no longer stand the separation. Nithai then traveled with the sadhu for 20 years, during which time he visited all the holy places in the country. And this is reminiscent of Balaram, who went when the Kurukshetra war was going on, and he went to all the different places. Whilst Nityananda was traveling, he arrived at different places, but at Pandharpur, the seat of Vitthal, Krishna was in the form of Vitthal, it is said that Nityananda, he was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha in Pandharpur. Anyone been to Pandharpur? Some people have been, yes. This is where Lord Nityananda was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha. And he was given the name Swarup. Swarup. And hence Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj often refer to Nityananda as Nityananda Swarup. For that reason you'll find that name in Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Bhakti Ratnakar, it states that at that time, the older brother of Lord Chaitanya, whose name was Vishwarup, who had left home as well, he passed away in Pandharpur. This is where he passed away. So at that time, it is described that Lord Nityananda stayed there and he absorbed Vishwarup Shakti into his own body. The Shakti of Vishwarup was absorbed by Lord Nityananda in Pandharpur, in the Bhakti Ratnakara. And hence, he became the brother of Lord Chaitanya. Because Vishwarup, of course, was the brother of Lord Chaitanya. So Nityananda now became the brother. That's another reason he became the brother of Lord Nityananda, of Lord Chaitanya as well. So this is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakara as well. And of course, Lakshmipati Tirtha, of course, his other disciples included Madhavendra Puri. And it's Madhavendra Puri, of course, who establishes Madhurya Ras in our Sampradaya, in the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So the other disciples of Lakshmipati Tirtha, Madhavendra Puri, of course, was there. Nityananda, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, going on from there, our time is running out. He met Lord Chaitanya in 1506, when he was 32 years old. And Lord Chaitanya, he was 20 years old. And Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nandaki, Sitaram Lakshmi Hanumanaki, Shri Shri Gaura Nithayaki Jai. Nityananda at that time was in Vrindavan, and then he reached the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to begin his movement. So at that time he started to make his way to while Nityananda was in Vrindavan, he realized that Lord Chaitanya is beginning his movement in Nadia. So he made his way there and he hid in the house of Nandanacharya. And although Haridas Thakur was sent with others to look for Lord Nityananda, they couldn't find him anywhere through his potency, but he was hiding in the house of Nandanacharya. And finally, in the garden of Nandanacharya, which is called Isodhyan, this is where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda met for the first time. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nandaki. They met for the first time. And in this garden, which you can still go and visit, it's called Isodhyan, the meeting place. The first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And from then on, of course, there is a lot of history. But Nityananda Prabhu, in his role as the original spiritual master, was instrumental in spreading the Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan all over Gaudadesh, Bengal and Orissa. He was originally staying with, of course, Lord Chaitanya in Puri, but Lord Chaitanya instructed him to leave Puri and he asked him to go and preach. So it was by other pastimes which are there of Lord Nityananda, the famous Chipped Rice Mahotsava, the Panihati festival, where he delivered Raghunath Das. So it's a very, very famous festival that takes place. And of course, you can still go there. That was just celebrated recently as well. But one of the pastimes which I thought we could definitely look at is how he extended his mercy to the most fallen, Jagai and Madai. And of all the different pastimes, perhaps this is the most relevant one that we have. Jagai and Madai, they were originally Jagadananda and Madhavananda. And even their surname is given, Bandopadhyaya. That was their surname. They were Brahmins previously, Bandopadhyaya. They came from a line of Brahmins. But because they had fallen away, now they were nicknamed Jagai and Madai. They were actually names of Krishna previously. And of course, the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika describes how originally Jai and Vijay, they would be coming three times as demons. So they also come as Jai and Vijay. Same individuals who come. And the pastime is there whereby, of course, Lord Nityananda and Haridas were trying to deliver them. And Jagai and Madai would not want to listen to anything. In fact, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed Jagai and Madai. And Jagai and Madai said, Nimai Pandit, you're such a wonderful Pandit, especially the songs of Chandidas that you sing, so wonderful. But Lord Chaitanya ignored them. He had no time for individuals like this. But Lord Nityananda, he was attracted to the most fallen. He was attracted to the most fallen. So Nityananda specifically wanted, with a straw in his mouth, he went up to Jagai and Madai and said, please, you chant the holy name of Krishna. And as we know, Jagai said to Madai, let's leave this place, let's not stay here anymore. But Madai became infuriated and he took a pot and he threw it at the head of Nityananda and broke cut his head. Blood was oozing out. At that time, of course, Lord Chaitanya immediately arrived. And Jagai told Madai, stop now. And Madai was going to hit a second pot. But Jagai stopped him. So, of course, the pastime continues whereby when Lord Chaitanya comes, he wants to kill them. And Lord Nityananda says, if you kill them, you'll have to kill everyone. Because in the age of Kali, everyone is Jagai and Madai. Your purpose for coming is to deliver everyone. But how will you deliver them? Because everyone is Jagai and Madai. It will not be possible. So, of course, they were delivered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya, he forgave Jagai. Because Jagai didn't do anything wrong. In fact, he tried to stop Madai. But he would not forgive Madai. And he said Lord Nityananda had to forgive him. So Lord Nityananda, he forgave Madai. But still Madai didn't feel that he was really forgiven. And he wanted some more prayaschitta, some more atonement. He said, what else can I do? Tell me. So in this connection, Lord Nityananda told him that every day you bathe in the Ganga and you serve the pilgrims at the ghat, at the bathing ghat. And you can still, and that's what he did. Jagai and Madai would work at this bathing ghat and serve all the Vaishnavas. And in this way they obtain the mercy of all the Vaishnavas. And you can still go there. It's called Jagai Madai Ghat, where they did this. And you can see the extent of the sinful activities Jagai and Madai had performed. That when Lord Chaitanya, he embraced Jagai, Lord Chaitanya's golden complexion went very black because he absorbed all the sinful activities of these two individuals. And Chitragupta and Yamaraj, who were present, they were trying to ascertain what has happened. And Chitragupta said to Yamaraj that, I cannot even keep record of the sins that these two persons have committed. they've committed so many sinful activities, I've run out of space. I've never run out of space on anyone. But today I've run out of space. And Yamaraj said, I don't even know what punishment I would have given them. Because they've committed such activities that there is no punishment for such individuals, described in the Vedas. But Lord Nityananda was so merciful that he delivered Jagai and Madai. Once Prabhupada, when he had gone to Atlanta, and he sat on the seat, and they have very large Gaunitai deities, and he started, instead of singing Jai Radha Madhava that day, he started to sing Parama Karuna. And whilst he was singing Parama Karuna, he got as far as the first line. And when he finished the first line, immediately tears, torrents of tears were coming down from his eyes. And everyone stopped, the whole temple stopped. Taman Krishna Maharaj, who describes the scene, he says that everyone was just looking at Prabhupada for minutes and minutes. And he was just crying, singing the song. And then Prabhupada stopped. And he looked up and he said, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is so unending. So unending. And we can realize that today on this auspicious occasion of Nityananda Trayodashi. And Nityananda then of course returns to Bengal at the request of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he marries the two daughters of Suryadas Sarakil. Their names were Janava and Vasudha. And he has a son. And of course, these two daughters are the consorts of Balaram, according to the Gaur Ganadesh Divya. They're Varuni and Revati. So the same wives of Balaram here have come. And the sons that he has is Virachandra, and he has a daughter, Ganga Devi, from Vasudha. But Vasudha passes away. And Janava, of course, looks after these two children. And, of course, she becomes the head of the Gaudiya Vaishnav at that time. So this is all history that's given. But Lord Chaitanya, he sent Lord Nityananda to preach in Bengal with the help of his 64 associates. As if you may have read our calendar, Kripamoy Prabhu, he writes about Lord Nityananda. And he says the 64 associates of Lord Nityananda, they helped him to preach. But specifically, and they inundated all the different places they visited. And so this was the first traveling Sankirtan party. Very big, 64 individuals distributing Krishna consciousness. And of the 64, 12 were the gopas who were the associates or intimate associates of Lord Nityananda. And one specifically, the foremost of all of them was Ramdas Abhiramdas, who is from Hooghly. Anyone been to Hooghly? You must be from Bengal, that means. Very famous place, if you want to go and see. Very big city, I think. But he was so strong that he would pull up a tree and he would use it as a flute. Huge trees, pull them up and use them as flutes. And he had a whip called Jai Mangala. And with this whip, if he whipped you three times, you would immediately develop love for Krishna. So that was Jai Mangal, this whip. So he was the associates. So while this Sankirtan party was traveling, and they traveled, some thieves saw them and they saw how opulently Lord Nityananda was dressed. And they said, we must steal the treasures that they have. So the first night, they all stayed at the house of Hiranya. And the thieves, they all were waiting to see if they can steal. And while they were waiting at night to go and steal all the treasures, somehow, through the mystic potency of Lord Nityananda, all the thieves fell asleep. And when they woke up, it was midday the following day. And they wondered what happened there. So then they waited for a second opportunity. And the second opportunity, they said, this time we're going to attack the house that they're in and steal all the treasures. But as they ran toward the house, they saw dozens of soldiers the size of trees guarding the house. And they thought, my God, this man must be very powerful and he must have lots of treasures. So they said, we can't really attack these soldiers. So then they said, third time we'll be lucky. So they attacked a third time. And this time they thought they were going to get there, but all of a sudden ditches appeared in the middle of their way. They all fell into ditches and thorns and they broke their hands and limbs and they were cut up. And then the chief dacoit, who was a fallen Brahmin, realized that this Nityananda is very special. He must be someone very special. And hence, of course, he surrendered to Lord Nityananda and he joined the Sankirtan party. And Lord Nityananda told him to go and deliver all the dacoits. So he did. Lots of dacoits he joined and they followed in this way. I was just remembering how we'll have the Krishna Club coming on very soon, so if they get ready. This principle of the mercy of Lord Nityananda is so great. And I remember speaking to Tribhuvanath Prabhu, because he would often come here and he would... The Abhishek, we're going to do at 10, everyone, just in case the pujaris are wondering. Timing, there's no rush anymore because the snow has got everyone on a standstill, so I don't think we're going anywhere. So Tribhuvanath Prabhu, he remembers very much that Prabhupada had instructed him specifically to go and preach in the Arab countries. And this was resembling the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Prabhupada had said that anyone who preaches in the Arab countries, I take the dust from their feet. I take the dust from their feet. And specifically, he remembers how, myself and Pranamanda, we'd gone to Dubai as well. Because Tribhuvanath used to have a base there. So, and it was very hair-raising, of course. We were chased by the secret police and all sorts of things. You couldn't wear anything, neck beads, Brahmin threads, nothing. So he'd gone much earlier. And of course, he was such an avaduta. If there were many avadutas in our movement, I think he was definitely one of them. He was outside the main mosque in Saudi Arabia in his dhoti and kurta giving out Bhagavad Gitas. And he was so successful that he didn't even have enough finances because he was trying to get out of there. He had all his books shipped into the country and he was trying to distribute them, but he'd run out of the books, but he was trying to get out of the country to go back to India. So he said it was such good preaching. He met an Arab gentleman and he explained what he was and he said, and the man said, what are you doing here? You're dressed like this. He said, I'm trying to go to India, but I don't have any money. So the man said, I'll pay for your fare. You can go. He said, the mercy of Lord Nityananda is so great. And in trying to get these books all the way across to these countries, he remembers very much that he had headed out from here or somewhere in Europe and he was driving across with all of these Bhagavad Gitas in Arabic because you couldn't ship them into the country. You have to take them in cars and hide them in a variety of ways. So when finally he was driving, at one stage, him and a group of devotees, they were kidnapped by the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization. And so, he didn't know what was going on. He said, my God, what's going to happen next? So, you know, they were all, they noticed that, you know, generally what they were doing was they were interrogating everyone and then after that they were lining everyone up and shooting them. So he thought, this is it, I'm gone now, we're all goners, we're not going to survive. So the man asked him, he said, what are you, you're dressed, you know, obviously I can see you've got strange things on, what do you do, what do you all do, what do you all get up to? So he said to the man, he said, well, we all get up at, you know, very early in the morning, 4 o'clock, we take, you know, very cold bath, and every day we chant, and he said, we don't eat meat, fish, we're very strict, illicit sex, gambling. And the leader of the PLO was so amazed. He said, you are so strict, you are better than my men. You're better than my men. So Tribhuvanath thought at that time he was going to be dead. But what happened was, the leader of the PLO, he escorted them with the books through all the territories and they got them into all the different countries. So This is the amazing principle that we find for those that want to have and distribute the mercy of Lord Nityananda. As we say, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, similar principles that if you remember Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the most difficult thing will become easy. And if you forget Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the most simple thing will become difficult. So Tribhuvanath was remembering that. He said, we were just remembering Lord Nityananda when we were captured. And the most difficult thing became very, very easy. So on this auspicious day of Nityananda Triodasi, we can meditate on so many things. We were going to speak about the 12 names of Lord Nityananda, and there's a great benediction by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But our time has run out today. But on this auspicious occasion, we can all see what can I do to further the mission of Lord Nityananda. How can I do something that will make a difference to the lives of others? So many opportunities are here, not just here at Bhakta Vrindavan, in any of the temples, to try and further the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And by doing so, each one of us can get that blessing, Nithai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala, and our lives will change forever. I also want to take this opportunity for all of us to remember the tragic accident of the three devotees that passed away. You may remember the photograph. Eli used to come here, then he got initiated as Nithai. Tragically, they passed away in a car crash last week. And of course, they were traveling and preaching. So each one of us perhaps today can remember them in our prayers. Our program will continue. We're going to clear here because the children are ready for a performance. And after that, we'll be getting ready for the Abhishek. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Gaura Premanandi.